Now, I did promise we're going to be talking film today, and first cab off the rank when we're talking about film is a fantastic fringe festival that is part of the Japanese Film Festival. We always love appreciating cinema here in 2SER and in Sydney as well, and from all different cultures. We talk about different film festivals from all over the world, and it allows us to experience life through an alternate lens. So get ready to do that with the upcoming Japanese Film Festival fringe off-season over the course of the next few months, from outrageous comedy storyline to artistic realism. The Fringe Festival will feature four award-winning films that will appeal to people all across the board. And right now we're going to have a chat to Alison Groves, who is a part of the programming team. Good afternoon, Alison.
Hey, how are you going?
Thanks for joining us. Good to see you here again on 2SER.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
We are talking film. We love film here on Wednesday Drive. And this is a sort of an interesting concept in that it's a fringe festival, so it's leading up to the main Japanese Film Festival. There's a few sneaky little films before we get there. How come it was decided to do it like this?
Yeah, well, we found that... I'm sure you're well-versed in that absolute panic and chaos of when the film festival season hits.
Yeah.
And you're just trying to cram it all in, and then you've got, you know, other life obligations, and you just end up missing some of your favourite films. And, you know, it's a great time, but it's such a busy time. And we've got so much feedback from audiences of our Japanese film festival saying, oh, we just wish it ran for a little bit longer, or if the films didn't clash so much. So we've pretty much done this as an effort to try and get those audiences to experience films over a broader period, and also breathe life into some films which only had a really limited run in Australia.
Yeah.
Or one of them is actually an Australian premiere, but it premiered in Japan at a time when it couldn't really be programmed as part of our film festival. So we're just trying to bring those ones that kind of slip through the cracks a little back into the spotlight.
I really like it because, so, yeah, like you say, sometimes people might only get to the cinemas once a month. So that's right. They can go once a month and they can go and see a Japanese film. Yeah. First off, let me just before we get into the actual films that are being featured, I think Japanese cinema is quite unique in the way it's portrays characters on screen. Like it's very much larger than life. I feel like a lot of the time is very well written but very well acted. Do you think there's a uniqueness to Japanese film that's different to other cultures?
Yeah, totally. There's some unique kind of genre differences that happen with Japanese films. So there's a genre called slice of life, and I see it as Japan's forte in a way. It's kind of like exactly what you said about the well-written characters. And in those slice of life films, the whole point is that nothing really happens, but it's more like a character study or a study of a relationship or a moment in life. And it's, you know, they're usually kind of bittersweet. And that's definitely a unique strength in Japanese cinema. And we're seeing some good ones in that genre also floating through soon. But there's also definitely the old manga and anime adaptation, which is, you know, a lot of people have mixed feelings about those adaptation films, and some of them are brilliant. Others, you know, are okay. And the purists that prefer the original.
And the first one off the rank is an adaptation.
Right. That's right. We've got Gintama, which is screening on Tuesday, the 30th of May, and it's a. I was just describing to Mika. It's a completely goofy, raucous sci-fi gag comedy based on a manga series. It's ridiculous.
I do like the tagline. In a world where aliens have invaded Edo period Japan, skyscrapers, trains, and motorbikes have replaced the simple life of Earth inhabitants.
Well, what more could you want, really?
Love it.
If that's not enough for you. Yeah, it's that's definitely a unique strength of Japanese cinema, that really outrageous comedy style. And it's actually directed by... the same director of a film called Hentai Carmen, which is really popular in our film festival previously, which is just equally ridiculous and just cringeworthy, but also like you can't stop.
Yeah, and there's another one. There is an anime movie in here called In This Corner of the World, which is probably a little bit more serious for anime. It looks at the flow-on effects of World War II in Hiroshima on a young woman and her family.
That's right. In This Corner of the World, we had sold-out sessions in our film festival last year, and the best thing about being part of a film festival team is at the end of a screening, that atmosphere in the cinema.
Yeah.
And when you know that you've really brought an experience to an audience that was just really something to remember and poignant. And In This Corner of the World was definitely the highlight of last year's film festival program for me.
Right.
And when we had this opportunity to do one more screening, we thought, yeah, let's bring it back and just do one special screening. It's, if you missed it, please go and see it. If you like hand-drawn animation, it's just such a charming visual experience. And then the story is so beautiful and sad and moving and just very honest.
And it's on my birthday on the 30th of July, so that's a good opportunity for me to go and see it, I reckon.
Yeah. Well, make sure you've got some, like, nice dessert or something lined up afterwards to you know. Yeah, you'll need it.
Need something to cheer you up.
Yeah. It's a kind of film where, you know, you might need a cuddle or a nice conversation afterwards to just make you feel okay.
Fair enough.
Mm.
And then we've got other ones here. And Honnoji Hotel, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right.
Yeah, Honnoji Hotel. Honnoji? Yeah, I mean, yeah. That was a good crack, yeah.
Is this got about aliens as well or time travel?
Time travel, yeah. Right. Time travel is definitely a thing with Japanese cinema.
Yeah, they do love it.
A lot of time slipping going on. I don't know what's going on in Japanese clocks, but need to work on it.
There was an anime movie I remember seeing last year, which is... came out, which is
Your Name?
Yes, yeah, yes, Your Name.
Big hit.
Yeah, and it was about time travel. Yeah. Really interesting, really well done, really well written.
But, yeah, beautiful as well.
And this one's similar, or same sort of concept?
Yeah, well, not as, you know, a picturesque anime, but it's a live action film, and we've got a woman who time travels from the present back to like a period setting where there's warlords and stuff going on, but it all takes place within this hotel setting, and yeah, she kind of gets she slips between these two realities. So
it's mysterious
kind of like
Kyoto hotel.
Yeah, very mysterious hotel. Be careful on you know, when you're on bookings.com, don't land in the Honnoji Hotel.
Yeah, right. I do love the Japanese have a very much they're very linked to their past, you know, and it's very evident when you go to Japan, and very traditional. They love to stick to traditions of the past. Sometimes they're quite outdated, but they still sort of carry them on in some sense. So I feel like a lot of their film is very much in reliving or reinventing some of the old stories as well.
That's true. And it's something that our audience really likes as well. Yeah, getting a taste of that traditional Japanese culture, whether it's through the beautiful period costumes or architectural environments, or even those, you know, hyperbolic samurai narratives.
Yeah.
They're always a favorite. So
yeah.
Mm.
And then there's four over the next 4 months before the actual festival starts.
That's
and the other one here is The Long Excuse, which is an interesting story. Can you tell us about this one?
Yeah. So The Long Excuse was an amazing sold out film back in 2016 with our film festival. And it stars Masahiro Motoki, or Mokkun, as he is lovingly known. Mokkun is pretty much the Japanese Brad Pitt.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They love him.
Right.
He actually came out for the film festival then. Yeah. We had crowd control. It's true.
It was getting mobbed, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And I mean, his performance in this film is beautiful. It's a family drama, and it's within the human drama, so it's not quite slice of life, but it definitely has that slower, more intimate look at what's happening with our family relationships. So pretty much after a really tragic bus accident, two significant women in these two men's lives are lost. And so there's pretty much the parallel stories of widows coming to terms with their grief, and there's parallel experiences between, you know, a quite disconnected man who's been having affairs versus, you know, the really honest family guy who's completely ripped apart by this death.
Yeah.
They come together, and it's the stories of how their lives come to meet and the beautiful relationships and messages around family that are constructed in times of loss.
Wow, sounds like there's four movies there that are really all sorts
they're
of
really
different.
Different
genres.
They're really different, aren't they?
Which is great. And, and obviously it leads right into the Japanese Film Festival, which is in which month?
That's right. It's, well, we haven't made it. Don't get ahead of yourself.
I won't. But people can jump on and buy tickets to these four films right now at JapaneseFilmFestival.net. Mm-hmm. They are on pretty much the end of each month for the next
four months. Yeah, the last week, the last Tuesday of the month for the next 4 months, starting on the 30th of May. They all start at 6 p.m. at George Street Event Cinemas, and the tickets are available through our website already.
That's awesome. And they're on Event Cinemas on George Street, so you can get on down to there, and we'll pop the link up on our website. Well, it's good to talk to you. Thanks so much for joining us.